Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, oh, there it is. Baseball on Fox Music. We'll get it on Saturday. Phillies against, well, we'll see. Maybe the Mets in here on Saturday afternoon. Welcome back. It is the Red October Rally. We're live from Chickies at Pete's in South Philly. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. Online, chickiesatpeace.com. It's a midday show being joined here with Ruben Amaro today. All right, guys, we'll get back to the phones in a second. Do you want the Mets? Get on the record. 215-592-9495. I've decided to embrace this. He was a little scared, but he won't admit it. A little bit. Not quite Jack Fritz level scared. Jack yesterday was...
No, Jack was...
That was as scared as I've ever
seen. It was kind of embarrassing that he was as scared as he was, to be totally honest.
Well, he said it's all he thinks about is the Mets.
Yeah, and so much so that I heard him say somebody he was talking to. His wife was talking to him.
And he couldn't even listen.
Was he crying?
No, I think he felt like shedding a tear.
We're close, yeah.
When you say it like that, it does sound really, really bad. But it was one of those things. Was like, damn, Jack, you're not playing, bro.
You get it together, and it might be the Mets. So we got to either embrace it or you're going to be scared by it. 215-592-9494. The other thing that we have, of course, going on is just the Phillies, and are they ready for this? Regardless of the opponent, that's what Ruben's talking about to start the show. So yesterday, Ruben, they had the intra-squad game, which ended up in a 5-5 tie. We heard that Castellanos hit a home run and Bryce did. But really, one of the biggest things was Ranger Suarez. He threw in that game yesterday. How did he look? Because we know it hasn't been a very good second half for him. Here's Topper yesterday on what he took away from Ranger yesterday afternoon.
Did this Ranger outing ease the concerns you may have had about his command and his readiness for the postseason?
I think so. You know, well, you never know, but I felt really good about it, and talking to Caleb, he felt the same way. But I had a really good vantage point sitting behind the plate, and it was coming out of his hand really good. Command was there. Talking to the hitters, the movement was there. Curveball was sharp. So yeah, it eased my mind.
Ruben, what do you expect from Ranger as we go into the postseason? It's been such a bizarre year, right? Because you look at his numbers overall, and you're like, that's good. But we know the first half was amazing. We were talking about him in the Cy Young race. And then I would say since middle of June, it's not been the Ranger that we expect him to be. And his last start, what was it, a couple Friday nights ago in D.C. wasn't very good. What are you expecting out of Ranger here, Ruben?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a crapshoot. I mean, obviously he's had tremendous success in the postseason. He's not going to scare. It's just really about whether or not his arm is working, his body is working, whether he has the sharpness that he had in the early part of the season. I did not see that over the last maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 starts. And so that concerns me, but he can rise to the occasion. I mean, this is a guy who likes the spotlight, and we have a lot of players like that. He's one of them. Like the spotlight. They like the, you know, red light type players, I call them, who will step it up when they need to. It will be interesting to see how Topper uses him in this first series, whether or not they're going to use him out of the bullpen in tight situations, whether or not he has the confidence to do that as a manager. And but I do believe that he can be super effective. Again, it's really about his arm speed and whether or not he's as sharp as he was in the early part of the season.
You know, Ruben, early on I had a theory, and I was wondering, what do you think about this? I think there's a direct correlation between Ranger pitching well at the beginning of the season and him kind of curtailing off a little bit when his wife came into town. Do you think that has anything to do with it? And the fact that you have to adjust with your family being in town?
I think it had a couple of different factors. For me, he had, for the first time in his career, his, his season, his preseason in spring training was the first time he actually had a full preseason where he was healthy, mm-hmm. where he was there on time, where his legs and his body were in the best shape of his career. And you could see it. You could see it on his body. You could see it with the way he was performing. You could see everything that was happening. This was the Ranger Suarez that I think the Phillies had hoped to see getting ready for the season, and he was prepared. Mm-hmm. Now, when he had his back issues, and he made a comment after one of the games fairly recently about his inability to get his hips and legs involved because of his back issues, that he was not able to do the things that he needed to do physically to prepare himself as well. And it just looked like he is not in the same physical condition that he was in the early part of the season. And I think it had a very serious effect on his ability to make pitches, his ability to have the durability that's necessary to be a starter. Mm-hmm. And I think it affected him to the point where he was playing catch-up when he came back. He didn't go out on a rehab assignment. He didn't get to the point where he was nearly as sharp as he was, and I didn't like the arm speed. So there was a couple of different factors. I'm not sure if it's necessarily his wife and his family coming into town. I think it was more an issue of him not being able to get physically conditioned enough to be able to perform at his accustomed major league level.
Ruben, I'm glad you brought up the fact that he's had big October moments, because if you just look at his splits just this year, right, and you could correlate his family came, you correlate the back injury, whatever. He got the hit on the hands at a game in early June. First half was amazing. Second half was really poor by anyone's standard. But, Ruben, it wouldn't surprise me if he goes out there if they use him out of the pen or in game four next week and gives them a good outing. I mean, there's certain pitchers, Ruben, over the years that it's almost like the game before doesn't matter, right? Like sometimes a guy gets in a groove and that's who he is. I never know with Ranger. You could sell me that Ranger can go out there game four in New York next week and give them 4 2/3 of one run or zero run baseball. Ruben, it wouldn't shock me. It also wouldn't shock me based on how he's thrown lately if he's just in a bad spot physically. But if he's healthy, I think he can pitch better than we think right now.
Absolutely. I mean, if he is healthy and his arm speed is there, yes. I mean, he's got, like I said, he's one of the best postseason. Look at the numbers.
I know.
They don't lie. He's one of the best postseason pitchers in all of baseball. And he's had some opportunities to do it in the pen. He's had opportunities to do it as a starter. And like I said, he doesn't scare. He kind of reminds me. When he's going right, he kind of reminds me of Cliff Lee, because he just gets up there and fires. It's like he's walking through the park.
Yep.
And so, someone who has that kind of mentality can always thrive in these situations, because the outside stuff that's going on around him doesn't really affect him all that much.
All right, let me throw a two-part A, then we'll go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. First part, Ruben. Do you think the Phillies will look at his starts in the postseason, at least to start off October, as almost bullpen games? And what I mean by that is if he get through one and a half turns through the rotation, they turn it over. Do you think we'll see that kind of managing from Topper when Ranger is out there?
I do think so. I think they'll have a very, very short leash. I think that and you'll be able to see it with his arm speed and his stuff. And the hitters will let you know. If the hitters are having good looks at him and good swings at him, I think they're going to yank him quick. If they don't, and he looks like the Ranger of the first 2 months of the season, then they might hang with him for a while.
All right, so with that, because there's been a lot of discussion I heard this morning. Topper spoke about it yesterday. Who should start game two? And Ruben, I've actually started thinking about this backwards, and I'm wondering if the Phillies are thinking about Nola in game three, not just because Nola would pitch well in game three, and you could trust him on the road, but Ruben, if I know my game four starter might only get me 9 outs, I would feel better if I knew my game three starter the night before was pretty locked in to give me 6 or 7 innings, and that would be Aaron Nola. Do you think the Ranger situation will impact what they do with Sanchez and Nola? With that, Nola before him, so you know you're probably getting length the day before, and you have your bullpen for the Ranger game.
I mean, there's a possibility, but I think that they have to focus on one game at a time.
Okay,
let's win this baseball game, and I think that's sort of the mantra here, and it's always been the mantra, I think, with Topper, that he's, okay, let's focus on this game, and then we'll adjust for the next game, and then we'll adjust for the next game. And I think I actually feel comfortable with either Sanchez or Nola in the two slot. I don't care. I think that both of them are worthy of it. I think that both will stand up to the task, and I do believe that of all the pitching staffs in baseball, these are the as good a top three as you can get. I know they have a great one in Kansas City, but as far as the top three, I think they're as good as they get.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. The Suarez situation looked better yesterday. Of course, do you want the Mets? Get on the record. Do you want the Mets here on Saturday? Mets and Brewers will play tonight for the right to play the Phillies. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will.
All right. Listen, what I would want them to do is, you know, ask Ranger, is he ready? Ask him, is he healthy? Don't just put him out there just to put him out there. Like, we don't need nothing to, you know, stop our drive right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, if any player is not ready, then guess what? They're not playing
well,
right
wait
now.
Wait a minute, but Will, let me ask you this question. If we ask Ranger if he's ready to go in this moment, what do you think he's going to say? He's ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
I think it's one of those situations where you just got to watch him and see.
Yeah, you can't
leave it to him, because I don't think Ranger, even if he can't go, is going to sit there and if you ask him,
he's a competitor.
He's not going to tell you he can't go.
Never in a million years would I ever ask a player in this situation. I'm the boss. I'm putting the guy in, whether I like it or he likes it or not. It's about the team. It has nothing to do with Ranger.
Okay, and you know what? I take that back. I take that into consideration. But what I'm saying is, right now, we on the drop. Let me get some music, man. Let me get the rock.
Give him some music, Kyle.
Let him have it, Kyle.
The time is now, baby. We just put our way back. We've been the champs since the beginning, and we're going to be the champs at the end. All I got to say is, we got to keep playing together. It's no pressure. Everything is on us now. So let's keep it moving. Let's keep playing. Let's do it for your fans, your owners, and guess what? Do it for yourself. Because I'm going to take some for Ric Flair. In order to be the best, woo, you got to beat the best. Woo, we're the best in the league right now. So we're going to continue to play, and we're going to continue to win, and we're going to bring that parade and that World Series back to Philly. Let's go.
There we go, Will. Now we're rolling.
I like how it's become like a bit now. Give me my music, Kyle. That's all you got to say. Kyle, just give me my music. Kyle, my question to you is this. Do they ask when they call in to tell you that, hey, I might need the music, so you already have it potted up?
Sometimes. Sometimes I do. Yeah. Sometimes spontaneous.
Just on the fly.
You got to love it. Hey,
and away we go.
You got to love it, man. You got to love it.
215-592-9494. Do you want the Mets? I'm really curious today if people want the Mets. Because yesterday, and look, I have felt this for a few weeks. Like, you can kind of see this Mets thing coming. Every year there's a team that kind of comes out of nowhere, and they're buried in June, and then they get ready, rally, and they make the playoffs. So we discussed this a little bit on the show. Like, hey, that team looks like they got something. But as I listened yesterday, Hugh, when we left, and I'm in the car driving home, and I hear Jack just, I mean, terrified, beyond belief for the Mets.
It was ridiculous. It's pathetic.
But I'm curious if I don't think he's the only one. I mean, he's not alone. Now, he may be the most scared, but he's not the only one. Do you want the Mets? Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing this morning? Still cloudy down here. I'm not sure what the weather is up there. But,
yeah, a little cloudy, but it's gonna be nice on Saturday for Game 1. It's going to be beautiful here in Philadelphia. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah. So, look, you know, on Hugh's take, I would call it this slightly plant-based.
There you go.
just
I guess that's an improvement from every day with him, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's got a half a lamb chop on his plate, because he's got more vegetables than a half a lamb chop on his plate, because he believes, he's confident that that they're going to win. But I kind of agree with him. I mean, because here's the thing, I don't care for, you know, who we get. I know that we're going to win that series. But just to stick it in the face, just the Mutz fans, you know, sitting at home and they'll be crying that they can't come down here. I just don't, you know. Hey, look, send them home. They don't even deserve to enter into the confines of Citizens Bank Park. And so that's the reason why I want them to lose. It's not, but if we get them, we're going to spank their ass anyway. Either way it goes. So that's my take on the field. They're going to handle their business for sure.
Well, I think they will too, Bruce. It's a matter of how they play, like Ruben said. And Bruce, we appreciate the phone call. Ruben, the other thing that's become, you know, a different aspect this year than we've had the last 2 years is the Phillies are the hunted now. And I mean, your teams that you had and you built here in Philadelphia experienced a little bit of that too, right? It was different. The format was different than 08, 9, 10. But, you know, when 08 arrived, 07, 08, you guys were the new kids on the block, right? You got to go and attack. By the time 9 and then especially 10 and 11, it wasn't that anymore, right? You were the experienced team. You were the hunted. Do you think do players think about that, or is that more the way we think?
Well, there's no question about it. When you have a target on your back and you have been through these wars in the past, there's a couple of things that are happening here. You, first of all, when you are in these positions, you are so highly scouted. Every single part of each player, every flaw that player has been scouted and re-scouted, and they know exactly how to get you out. They know exactly what pitches you're going to make in certain spots. They know everything about you when you've been in these situations. And you've tons of scouts' eyes and analytics folks' eyes. And so you can be exploited in a way that's way different from a team that just pops onto the scene. So I think that's one of the biggest fears, is whether or not the Phillies can combat that, whether they can, you know, they can handle some of the execution and some of the things and some of the exploitation that's going to happen during the course of any series. Because one of the things that I'm concerned about is their ability to just pass the baton on the offensive side, take a walk, not swing out of the zone. If I'm watching these guys and I am a scout on another club trying to beat the Phillies, I throw high fastballs out of the zone so they chase, and I throw breaking balls out of the zone so they chase. And so if they have the ability to lay off those pitches, I think consistently, and they do not. And they take every single bat, one at bat at a time, rather than trying to drive the ball out of the ballpark all the time, then they'll be fine. If they do, then they'll be in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, it's the same. It's a similar team than the last year, right? A couple new pieces, but but it's the same story. Can they avoid Chase, right? That's what happened at the end of the Arizona series. Exactly what Ruben just said. Arizona realized they were going to swing at everything out of the strike zone, and they didn't see a good pitch to hit the last five games of that series. It's going to be the same thing, whoever it is, Mets or Brewers, they're coming in here saying...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And Trey, swing at this pitch 2 feet outside. Castellanos, that's, if they can avoid that, they're going to score enough runs.
Yeah, then, you know, we talked about, like, last year, the thing that I think most people remember, Rube, was the fact that, you know, your number one guys, they weren't hitting. And the fact that Johan Rojas was put in a position where, at his last at-bat, it was a glaring, like, he had the bat on his shoulders. My question to you is this. When you look at this team and you see that, so basically what you're saying is, not try to hit the home run all the time. Just play small ball a little bit and move runners in position and just score runs.
So it's really, for me, it's about contact. And I will say this, the whole Johan Rojas thing, I'll be fascinated by how Topper handles this, because I will be so surprised if Johan Rojas isn't the center fielder for every single game. He has to play center field every game. You want to know why?
Because
if the big boys, no, because they have to play defense out there, and he is clearly the best center fielder they have. And number two, if the big boys don't hit, and the top 5 to 6 to 7 guys in that lineup don't hit, it's done. They're over. It's not going to happen. Because all you got to do is watch the Baltimore Orioles and what happened with them.
Yep.
The big boys don't hit, you're done. And so if the big boys don't hit, you can't rely on the other guys to get the job done. That's not their job. They're not paid $30 million a year to get the job done. The big boys are. The Schwarbers, the Turners, obviously the Harpers, all of those guys, Castellanos, Bohm, all of those guys are the ones who are paid to get the job done. If they don't get the job done, they got no chance.
You know what? Speaking of the big boys, I have a question, because last year Trey struggled, and somewhat this year he did. When you're a GM and you have a player that you've given that much money to, how hard is it to I guess, you know, because you're a fan of the team and you know, you hear what people are saying, how hard is it for you to still believe in that player when you hear all of this stuff going on and you see them struggling the way that they are? Is it hard to do, or do you ever have a moment where you feel like maybe I shouldn't have gave him this money?
No, I honestly, you have to sort of trust, you know, the fact that, I mean, these are elite athletes. When you start talking about Turner and Harper and Castellanos and Schwarber, these are elite players, offensive players in the game. They have to be able to make the adjustments that are necessary to win baseball games. And, yes, these guys are super dangerous. Are they great hitters? I'm not sure if they're great hitters. I wouldn't put them up against guys like Tony Gwynn and Luis Arraez as far as contact is concerned, but they're super, super dangerous hitters. There's some of the most dangerous hitters in the game. And so you sort of have to rely on the fact that these guys will be disciplined enough to be able to get the pitches that are necessary to do damage on. And if they can, great. If they can't, then it's going to be a struggle.
Ruben, let me hit you with this, and then back to your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Do you want the Mets? Get on the record. Ruben, you made your point there about Rojas, and you believe he should be the center fielder. He should start every game. So this morning when Topper was on with the morning show, he kind of alluded to he has more options on his bench this year than last year. Because last year Rojas really got into a bad spot, and it was difficult because they didn't really have much else to put out there. And they have Austin Hayes now, right? So there's three guys for two spots, Hayes, Marsh, Rojas, right? You could mix and match the three of them, center and left. The way I view it, Ruben, Topper has two options. He can start the game with Rojas, and if he needs to pull the lever, right, he needs offense, he could pinch hit him out for one of the, you know, whoever's on the bench that day, whether it be Marsh or Hayes. Or the other way you could do it is you could go with the offense first, hope to get a lead, and then you bring the defense in late. It seems like you want to go with the defense first, and then if you need to pull the lever, that's when you do it late in the game?
That's how I feel. Okay. That's my feeling. I mean, obviously you have the choice to do either one of them, but that's how I would do it. If I was managing this team, and I'm glad I'm not, because Topper does a heck of a job of managing this ball club, that's how I would handle it. Against the right-hander, I would have Rojas in center field, and I would Marsh in left, and against the left-hander, I'd have Rojas in center field, and I would have Austin Hayes in right. And left.
Right.
And so that's how I would do it. I'm glad I'm not making those decisions. Others will make those decisions for whatever reason, and I'm sure they'll have great reason to do so, but that's how I go about it.
Well, Topper's decisions over the next month are going to be dissected more than anything. I was joking this morning that Rob Thompson, who's a good manager, he's about to be the biggest part of WIP's conversation, along with the quarterback and the coach of the Eagles, for the next month, because every decision's magnified. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck. Yo, Julio, what's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Hey, Chuck. Hey,
we 48 hours away, right? And I want both of them. I don't care who we play. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you this, right? The Phillies are the best team in baseball, period. You know what I mean? They started off this year, they started off hot. And I'm going to tell you, Jack's a coward, man. And I love Jack, but I texted him yesterday in such disappointment because he was the guy that wanted to fast forward. He wanted to fast forward to the postseason. He said that all year long. And we were telling him, relax, man. Just enjoy the season. Enjoy the ride. No, no. Get me the red October. Get me the red October. And we here. Now he's scared. Oh, I tell you, you can't make this up. But I tell you one thing. Right, here's the thing. Phillies are destined this year. And that's why I say I wouldn't care who we play. And I'm going to tell you why we're destined, right? That guy that wear number 3 will put the cape on. The best baseball player in the world. The best baseball player in the world. Not one of the best. He's the best baseball player in the world. He's going to prove it. He's going to prove it this postseason. This is his time. All those other guys, all they got to do is just follow his lead. Just give him some help. And I guarantee you we'll be in the World Series and win it. This is when Bryce solidifies his legacy as a Philly.
Well, Chuck,
the greatest Philly. You go down in history as the greatest Philly there is. I mean, one of the greatest Phillies. Yeah, I think the greatest Philly is if he wins a championship.
Well, if he wins a championship, and obviously what he's done already. I mean, it's Schmidt and it's him. I mean, like he belongs in that conversation.
Joe, you don't get too many opportunities like this, man. He knows this. He was knocking at the door 2 years ago. He's knocking at the door this year. Last year, he's knocking at the door this year. And this time he's going to kick you through. Like I said, all those other guys, they just need the backing, man. That's all. This is the year that Bryce Harper solidifies his legacy as a great Philly, and the Phillies go on top. We got a parade coming, y'all. Get ready. Going down Broad Street. That's all I got to say about that. Bring any of them on. Any of them on. If the Mets come, all I want to say to the fans, please do not sell your tickets. You had enough money to buy those tickets, don't sell them for more money. Money ain't everything. Money is the root of all evil. Keep your tickets. We need all our Philly fans here if it is the Mets. Thank you. I'm out.
You got it, Chuck. We appreciate it. Well, and if you're going to sell them, make sure you sell them to someone here local that's a Phillies fan. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Do you want the Mets? Yes or no? But tonight, Game 3 is tonight in Milwaukee. Mets, Brewers. The good thing is they forced a Game 3, so they're going to use all their pitchers tonight. It's an elimination game both sides, so hopefully whoever it is comes in here a little ragged on Saturday. Your call's coming up here. We're live from Chickies and Pete's at South Philly for the Red October Rally. Rue tomorrow with us. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser online at chickiesandpete's.com. All right, coming up, we're going to have Larry Bowie. He's going to join us. He's going to call in after the break. And we got a lot to talk about with Larry, a guy who's been in this in many different ways over the years, a great manager for the Phillies, and, of course, a player that won. I have a question for Larry coming up on the other side about this defense that he could probably answer better than anyone as a former shortstop and a manager. I'll throw that at Larry next. Your phone call as well, 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, live today at Chickies and Pete's for the Red October Rally on Sports Radio.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.